Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, Carl Thornton Jr., and Jonathan Butler. Song is entitled Moving On. I was talking for the benefit of those of you who were not with us just a short while ago about healing, and we were taking a look at a passage in John chapter 5 where the Lord Jesus had healed one man out of an entire multitude, a great number of people who needed and wanted to be healed, but he only healed one. And I want to share with you that that concept was, how should I put it? When I first started thinking about that, the fact that there are times when God decides, has made a decision that he is not going to heal, I was very uncomfortable with that. I guess maybe I'm trying to search for where I really was. I think I may have been a little afraid about the notion that there would be times when God would not heal, even if we believed he would. I think I was a little afraid. I think I may have been a little bit disappointed that even if we believed, God would sometimes say no to our request for healing. And I know that I was thinking not only about myself, but I was thinking about loved ones. And not just my loved ones, but loved ones of any number of people all around the world who might need healing from something at some point in their lives. And some of that affliction, whether it was a disease or some terrible kind of injury, that could lead to death in some cases if the person was not healed. And I think that on a subconscious level, I began to be troubled by the thought that we are not in control, that we could not control the situation by simply believing that God would give us what we asked for and then ask him to heal and then know that he absolutely would heal because we asked him to. I think that at the heart of the matter for me was knowing that scripture passages like this one and others demonstrate that we are not in control, that God is. And that since we are not in control, we could really find ourselves just struggling through whatever affliction we might be going through, whatever affliction a loved one might be going through. And I'm just being honest with you. I had to struggle with this for a while. And one of the realizations that helped me begin to work through this was realizing that really and truly, God is the only sovereign in all of his world. And that he truly is sovereign. And I had to give myself time to truly embrace that reality, to embrace that truth, to embrace that fact, particularly as it pertained to this type of situation, that God at times would choose not to heal for whatever the reasons. And as I began to allow myself to accept the reality that God is the only sovereign in all of his world, I began to allow myself to entertain the thought, to entertain the notion that there could be reasons, specific reasons that God was fully aware of for choosing not to heal, even if we didn't know the reasons. And then I began, as I continued to work through that and work through that, and I don't mean over a course of just 2 or 3 minutes either. It took me probably a number of days, maybe even a number of weeks, to really allow my heart and mind to just submit more and more and more to the Spirit of God who was helping me understand this concept, understand this principle. And as he was helping me work through more of it, helping me accept more of it, accept it more. And I'm just being honest with you. This is not something that, this is not a principle, this is not a concept that I read early in my Christian life, saw it, and immediately embraced. It was much later when I saw the principle. And when I first saw it, that is not when I accepted it. I did not immediately embrace that principle. I had to work at that. And of course, part of my goal, part of my own thinking was, I need to humble myself enough that I see what God's position on this is, and humble myself enough that I accept God's position on this, instead of trying to play as though I'm God and bring him around to my way of thinking. I determined to humble myself more and more and more until I had allowed him to finally bring me around to his way of viewing these types of situations. And it took some time, as I mentioned, but he helped me get there. And I did notice that as a result of getting to that point, my heart and my mind were more humbled, and I actually understood God better and actually trusted him more, not less. Because I learned to trust not only God's healing power, but also his wisdom. See, very often we focus so much on God's ability to do that we don't focus enough on his insight, which is much greater than ours, that leads to a how and a why not, that he is fully aware of, that is far beyond our ability to think through and understand. He knows from the beginning what is best. He knows from the beginning all of the whys. Why this way and not that way? Why that way rather than this way? He's fully aware of all of that. And as I was working through this and allowing my heart and my mind to become more submitted to God, I became my heart became more tender towards God. And as a result, over time, I began to notice that I was just turning it over to God more. And not a specific situation, just this kind of situation, just turning it over to God, accepting the fact that when he decided this is a situation wherein he would heal, great. This is a situation wherein he would heal. When it was a situation wherein he had decided he would not heal, I embraced that. This is a situation wherein he would not heal. And again, whether it pertained to me directly, pertained to me indirectly, had absolutely nothing to do with me. Had to do with people who, across the country, another part of the world, and we're watching something on the news and wondering, well, can this person be healed? Will this person be healed? Will these children be set free from the PTSD that they're being exposed to because of all of this violence, whether it has to do with drive-by shootings, whether it has to do with relentless war? And I'm telling you, I had to work at this for a while. And I mean, I had to work. God did his part to help me, but I had to do my part too. I couldn't be just completely passive and just expect God to just pour new dispositions into my heart and mind. I had to work as he revealed and helped me understand. I had to work to accept what he was revealing to me. And it took some time. And I mentioned days, I mentioned weeks. And, you know, as I think about it more, it probably took a number of months for me to get to a place where I not only embraced this principle, but I began to rest. I got to a point where I was no longer troubled by the principle, stressed because of the principle. The whole notion that there would be times when God would not heal no matter what. I finally got to a point of being at peace with that reality. And like I said, it's partly because I began to trust God more. Instead of insisting on trusting him only when it comes to exercising his power to heal, I learned the value of trusting him to exercise his perfect wisdom, which empowered him to exercise his perfect sovereignty. And part of the reason that I share that with you is because it helps us. I want you to know it really helps us all who are true followers of Christ to simply learn how the Trinity operates, how they think, how they do things, and just be in a state of continually humbling ourselves more and more and more, so that we accept their ways of doing things. And when we have no idea of why they've made some of the decisions that they've made, we're still okay with their decision because we know that they know best. I know there have been times when we really wanted them to come through. Sometimes they come through for us in ways that we don't recognize. And I'll give you another case in point. Going back to Paul's situation, those of you who were with me previously know that I mentioned Paul's physical affliction that he went to God about on three different occasions, asking God to remove it. And God said, my grace is sufficient. And God let Paul know he would continue to provide his grace so that Paul would be able to deal with, bear up under the pressure of that ongoing affliction. And Paul said that as a result, he learned to just trust God more, to rely on God more. He learned one of the great lessons God wanted him to learn and really lock in, and that was humility. He learned to boast in his weaknesses, because one of the things he said is, in my weakness, he is strong. So Paul was weak. That affliction was dogging him. But God's grace gave him the strength he needed to not only continue to live, but to continue to minister faithfully. And to do so without complaining, without whining. That strength, ladies and gentlemen, to have this ongoing affliction that is with you everywhere you go, and you learn to allow the grace of God to give you the ability to be okay with that, which you know will not be done away with in this temporary lifetime. That's a valuable lesson to learn. And it is helping us learn to trust. It is helping us learn to lean on our Lord. Can you imagine the beauty, ladies and gentlemen, the sheer beauty of getting to the point where you say, you know what? It's become apparent to me that you have decided that you're not going to release me from this trouble in this temporary phase of life. But I'm at the point now, God, where I love you so much that it doesn't matter. I accept your decision, and I love you, period. And I thank you for giving me the strength that I need. And I thank you for giving me the wisdom that I need. I thank you for giving me the grace that I need to have made the decision that I'm not going to cop an attitude and be mad at you, but rather I'm going to continue to love you just like you love me despite my sins. You never sin. Every decision you make is the right decision. Many decisions I make are the wrong decisions, and you love me anyway. God, I'm at the point where I'm not going to expend any more energy being upset about this situation. I'm not going to be upset with you. I'm not going to be upset about the situation. I've accepted it. And I thank you for giving me such a peace that I'm able to love you and continue doing my part to develop our relationship despite this trouble. Thank you for getting me to that point. What a beautiful relationship with the awesome God of the universe. That's where we need to get. And that's part of the reason I wanted to share that passage with you. We'll be looking at some more healing passages as time goes on. Not today, but later on. And I'll be discussing a principle from each of those. Up next, though, let's continue our discussion that I began on Saturday, that has to do with, I did begin it on Power Friday, the significance of immigrants. Keep on moving on.